Welcome to Base by Base, the papercast that brings genomics to you wherever you are. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to follow and rate us in your podcast app. Today, we're embarking on a deep dive into one of the most stubborn and, frankly, heartbreaking global health crises out there, diabetic kidney disease, or DKD. I mean, if you have diabetes or you know someone who does, you know the stakes are incredibly high. DKD is the number one reason people end up with end-stage renal disease. It affects up to 40% of people with diabetes worldwide. And when we talk about kidney failure, it often comes down to the failure of just one incredibly specialized type of cell.
Right.
Think of the kidney's filter, the glomerulus, as this super fine mesh. And holding that mesh together are these really unique, almost fragile cells called podocytes. They literally wrap around the capillaries, creating that perfect barrier that keeps vital proteins in your blood.
And that's the devastating part. In diabetes, those podocytes are, you know, they're the first victims. They're the canary in the coal mine. When they start to die off, when they detach or just undergo apoptosis, that whole barrier just collapses. And that's when you start seeing protein leak into the urine, which we call albuminuria. And it signals this irreversible spiral toward total kidney failure.
So current treatments, and we do have some good ones, like SGLT2 inhibitors, they do a pretty good job of slowing this all down. But like you just said, slowing isn't stopping.
Mm-hmm. They don't solve the core problem.
Right. They don't answer that fundamental question. Why are the podocytes dying in the first place?
We really need a therapeutic that's, you know, intrinsic to the podocyte itself. A fundamental protective mechanism that stops the cell from just giving up in that high sugar, high stress environment.
Which brings us to the really fascinating question at the heart of today's deep dive. What if the body already has a potent natural guardian, a kind of built-in first aid kit that just sort of runs out or stops working as DKD gets worse? The surprising candidate we're looking at is fibroblast growth factor 4, or FGF4, and this research suggests it might be the critical switch between kidney failure and survival.
Okay, let's unpack this. Before we get into all the mechanisms, we want to take a moment to celebrate the rigor of this work. Today, we celebrate the team based at the State Cree Laboratory of Macromolecular Drugs and Large-Scale Preparation at Wenzhou Medical University and their collaborators who have really advanced our understanding here.
So just to give you a bit more context on DKD, beyond the cell death we talked about, the disease also involves these big structural changes. The filter itself gets enlarged, that's glomerular hypertrophy, and the support structures get stiff and expand. It all just reduces the kidney's ability to do its job. And while all that's happening, our current treatments, you know, they have their limits. Things like ACE inhibitors or the newer SGLT2 inhibitors are great for blood pressure or inflammation, but they're not a silver bullet.
They're not. If the podocyte is already drowning in oxidative stress, these drugs are more of a life raft than a rescue. They don't flip on the cell's own powerful survival circuits.
So researchers started looking for those survival circuits.
Exactly. We know that things like AMPK, which is a sort of metabolic master switch, are crucial for helping cells survive stress. And in diabetes, these protective factors get turned down. So that led the research community right to the FGF family, which are known to be involved in tissue repair. The question was, could a specific one FGF4 be the key to saving the podocyte?
And to answer that, they had to be incredibly thorough. The methodology here is really impressive. This wasn't just a simple experiment in a petri dish.
Not at all. It was a multi-pronged approach. They started with clinical samples, real renal tissues from DKD patients. And this is really cool. They actually isolated living podocytes directly from the urine of patients.
So they had a living human system to test on.
Precisely. Then they moved to animal models. And they didn't just use one type of diabetes model. They used mice that mimic type 1 diabetes and also the DBDD mice, which are a classic model for type 2. That's a powerful way to make sure the findings are broadly relevant.
And then came the genetic engineering, which seems to be where the real magic happens.
It really is. They generated mice with what's called a podocyte-specific knockout, or PKO. Using a very precise system, they could delete key genes, like FGF4 or the genes it talks to, but only in the podocytes.
Okay, let's pause on that for a second. Why go to all that trouble? Why not just knock out the gene in the whole mouse?
That's a critical question. It's all about proving causality. Huh? If you knock out FGF4 everywhere and the kidney gets worse, you don't know why. Was it the loss in the podocyte or maybe in the liver?
I see.
By deleting it only in the podocyte, you prove that the effect is intrinsic to that one cell type. It isolates the mechanism completely.
It makes the data so much cleaner. So then they did a therapeutic intervention, giving the mice recombinant FGF4.
Yes, and they measured the results with some very sensitive assays. They didn't just look at basic kidney markers. They used something called FITC sinistrin clearance to get a really accurate measure of the glomerular filtration rate, the GFR. It tells you exactly how well the kidney is working.
So let's get to the findings. What did they actually discover?
Well, the first step was just establishing a connection, and they found one. In human DKD patients, FGF4 expression was way down, and it was located right in the podocytes. The less FGF4 a patient had, the worse their kidney injury.
Okay, so it's a clear marker of the disease, but that's still just a correlation. This is where those knockout mice come in, right?
This is where it gets really interesting. They took diabetic mice and deleted FGF4 only in their podocytes, and the results were dramatic. DKD progression just accelerated terrifyingly.
How much worse did it get?
Compared to diabetic mice that still had their natural FGF4, the knockout mice saw their GFR, their filtration rate, drop by an additional 32%.
Wow, that's a huge drop.
It's a severe loss of function. And their albuminuria and kidney scarring just went through the roof. This proves FGF4 isn't just a marker. It's absolutely necessary for the kidney's natural defense.
So if losing it makes things worse, can adding it back make things better?
That was the next logical step. They treated both their type 1 and type 2 diabetic mouse models with recombinant FGF4, and the results were consistently positive. It significantly reduced kidney injury across the board.
And this leads to what I think is the most critical finding, the part that really opens up new therapeutic avenues.
Yes. So while the RFGF4 treatment did lower blood glucose in the type 2 model, it completely failed to reduce blood glucose in the type 1 diabetic mice.
Yet the kidney still got better.
The kidney still got better. Even with dangerously high blood sugar, the kidney protection still happened. And that's huge, because it means the benefits are non-glycemic dependent.
So the drug is talking directly to the dying cell. It's bypassing the whole issue of systemic blood sugar control.
Exactly. It's a direct localized protective effect.
That distinction changes everything. But how does it work? What's the molecular signal for survival?
So they track the cascade. RFGF4 binds to a receptor on the podocyte called FGFR1. Once that's activated, it triggers an internal pathway, switching on this crucial AMPK-FOXO1 axis.
The AMPK-FOXO1 axis, that's a bit of a mouthful. Can you walk us through what those two things are actually doing inside the cell?
Absolutely. Think of AMPK as the cell's main energy sensor. When the podocyte is under diabetic stress, AMPK is like the low fuel light on your car's dashboard.
Yeah.
It immediately switches on the cell's backup power.
And FOXO1 is that backup power.
FOXO1 is the response. It's a transcription factor. When AMPK activates it, FOXO1 goes into the nucleus and acts like a fire chief, ordering the cell to ramp up production of its antioxidant defenses. It's the mechanism that cleans up all the damaging free radicals that are so common in the diabetic kidney.
So that cascade FGFR1 to AMPK to FOXO1 is the whole key. And they proved it by taking those pieces outright.
Yes. This is where that precise genetic engineering paid off again. When they knocked out either FGFR1, AMP, or FOXO1, the protection from the RFGF4 treatment was completely abolished.
Which just stopped working.
Completely. The cell death continued, the oxidative stress returned. It proves that this pathway is absolutely essential for FGF4's protective function.
And to top it all off, they brought this back to humans.
They did. They showed that RFGF4 could reverse damage and restore the healthy shape of primary human podocytes, including cells taken directly from DKD patients. That's very strong evidence for its therapeutic potential.
So if we connect this to the bigger picture, this research really elevates FGF4 from just some obscure factor to, what, a molecular guardian for the podocyte.
That's a perfect way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
Its natural decline in DKD is a key part of the disease, and restoring it seems to target the root cause of the renal failure.
And the fact that it's glucose independent is so vital, it suggests a whole new way to treat this, one that doesn't just rely on managing blood sugar.
It's an anti-death, anti-stress system that you can turn back on.
Now, you hear growth factor, and you immediately think about potential risks, right? Specifically, cancer or uncontrolled cell growth. Did they look into that?
They did, and that's a critical point for translation. They checked for any signs of tumor promotion or increased cell proliferation after giving the RFGF4. And crucially, they found no evidence of any increase. It seems to be focused specifically on cell survival and repair, not proliferation. which is a very promising safety profile to start with.
That is very reassuring. So how does this new pathway fit in with the drugs we already use?
That's another great question they explored. They found that losartan, which is a common first-line blood pressure drug, actually increased the podocyte's own production of FGF4.
Oh, interesting. So its protective effect might be partly due to this pathway.
It seems like it. Yeah. But the SGLT2 inhibitor, empagliflozin, didn't affect FGF4 levels at all. And that's a really valuable finding.
Why is that?
It suggests that a combination therapy could be incredibly effective. You could use an SGLT2 inhibitor for the metabolic benefits and an FGF4-based therapy to directly protect the podocyte. They'd be working on two different complementary pathways.
So, to distill the central insight for you, the listener, and wrap up this deep dive, FGF4 acts as a powerful signaling molecule. It uses the FGFR1 receptor to activate the AMPK-FRXO1 pathway inside podocytes. This specific glucose-independent cascade is essential for fighting oxidative stress and preventing cell death, which in turn promotes podocyte survival and can halt the progression of diabetic kidney disease. And that leaves us with a final thought-provoking prompt. Given the highly targeted glucose-independent nature of this rescue mechanism, what does this mean for the future development of DKD treatments? Will combination therapies that restore FGF4 signaling become the new standard of care? This episode was based on an open access article under the CC BY 4.0 license. You can find a direct link to the paper and the license in our episode description. If you enjoyed this, follow or subscribe in your podcast app and leave a 5-star rating. If you'd like to support our work, use the donation link in the description. Now stay with us for an original track created especially for this episode and inspired by the article you've just heard about. Thanks for listening, and join us next time as we explore more science base by base.
And sharp rust on the rhythm of a beating heart. If the gate forgets its shape tonight, let a lantern find it, let it burn it right. Hold the line at the filter gate, keep the river clean when the pressure breaks. Turn down the fire where the oxygen bites, let the cells remember softer nights. Hold the line, don't let it fade, signal to survive, not a mark in the shade. When the storm says in, we say wait, there's a lantern at the filter gate.
structure to form.